Welcome to episode 70.
Tom Holland's back. He's still here.
No, what's that? I'm Bo.
I'm Brandon.
And this is...
And I'm Tom Holland.
Dude, you guys had Tom Holland on?
Yeah.
That's so amazing.
He's in town. Did a couple episodes.
And I'm George Lucas.
That's Kermit the Frog.
No, it's George Lucas.
That's Kermit the Frog, bro.
So, like, when I was thinking of doing a Return of the Jedi...
Did you see they're releasing Blue Milk?
No, but okay.
April 17th, I think.
Cool.
Blue Milk.
Blue Milk Day?
Yeah.
Not May 4th?
No.
Okay. Star Wars Blue Milk. Sponsored by Disney.
Sponsored by Old Spice.
No. Wait. Sponsored by Blue Chew.
What's that?
It's like Viagra.
Okay.
But it's blue.
Oh, that's cool.
Or like HelloFresh. I don't know. Just all the sponsorship things.
MeUndies.
MeUndies.
AdamandEve.com.
I haven't heard one of those in a while.
Yeah. They kind of like come and go at it like in fashion and whatever.
Yeah. But I did see
a lot of like
a
better help.
I saw, yeah, there is a lot of better help. There is a video that I saw about Adam and Eve where this person's like, "This, my wife wanted to go see this Christian bookstore," and it's like Adam and Eve.
Have I told you about?
No.
So I have this game you can play on a road trip, depending on where you're road tripping or just driving. It's called Adult Bookstore or Christian Bookstore.
Okay.
Because sometimes you don't know.
Okay.
So like Adam and Eve sounds like it could be a Christian bookstore, but it's an adult thing. The Lion's Den.
Yeah, yeah. I already know what that is.
Adult thing.
Yeah, that's an adult thing.
But there's another. It stemmed from both seeing ads for the adult stores, but then there was one that I saw that was like a Christian bookstore or whatever, and I forget what the name was, but I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
And then it made me think about it. I was dating a girl who lived in Bowling Springs, and her family lived like out past Shippensburg and Chambersburg and stuff. And so like when you go down that way on 81, there's a lot of those for both things.
Yeah.
And that's where it's...
Well, if you take the turnpike, there's probably...
Not as many.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just seeing all the like...
Although I don't go out towards Pittsburgh.
So. I'm going... When I'm on the turnpike, I'm
Pittsburgh.
Heading
toward
Pittsburgh. For my, get my pierogies and...
Yeah.
Which I'm wondering if I'll... Well, I'm probably going to drive up Wednesday, like all day Wednesday.
Yeah.
So I'll probably go over to Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
I don't think anyone ever says it that way. Anyways, this is Two Tunes, where we talk about two tunes. And this is episode 170, where we're going to talk about covers.
Was there?
Yeah, it was. There was a beepy sound.
Okay.
That's okay. So...
Still tired.
Three Body Problem?
I've heard of it.
Yeah?
I heard of it before it
Yeah, was I did a too. Thing. My wife read the books.
Yeah, I think the Weekly Planet, somebody mentioned about it.
Yeah. Watched the first two episodes.
Yeah.
Still have no idea what's going on.
Nice.
And then I'm watching it and I'm like half remembering. It's like, oh yeah, this is made by the guys who have done Game of Thrones. Mm. And then you're like, oh yeah, that guy was in Game of Thrones. Oh yeah, that guy was on Game of Thrones too.
That's funny.
And then the way it starts, did you watch, were you a HBO TV show guy ever? So
I've watched Succession.
Okay. So the guy, basically, the people who did Game of Thrones are now doing a bunch of stuff for Netflix.
Yep.
And they're doing, they didn't hear you.
They were supposed to do a Star Wars.
Yeah, and then I don't know what happened.
Stretching my back.
Anyways, so like the Three Body Problem, or just Three Body Problem, is by them. And obviously they're going to be like, well, we worked with all these people, let's get them back.
Yeah.
But then at the beginning of like the opening sequence, it reminds me of, like visually it kind of reminds me of Westworld. And then I was like listening to the music as well, and I'm like looking for names that I would recognize. I'm like, this reminds me of Westworld. I'm wondering, and then I saw the composer, and it's the composer of Westworld, but he also did Game of Thrones.
Yeah, okay.
But like those, even though it's the same person, they're very distinct musically. But this reminds me more of that. But maybe because it's like, well, that was more of a fantasy yeah. versus this is science fiction. So mm-hmm. it kind of exists over here.
Gotcha.
So far, so good. A lot of subtitles. I mean, it is a... I believe the book is originally in Chinese.
That seems right.
And then it was translated. Takes place in like 1960s. Some parts are in 1960s and some parts are like now. The weird thing that I don't understand is what was going on in China in 1960s. Because like they're killing people for being scientists.
Mm-hmm. Was it Mao?
Well, yeah.
Is he a thing then?
Yeah, I believe. But it's
part of a trilogy?
Yes.
Cool.
The Three Bodies. That's not actual factual.
Remembrance of Earth's Past trilogy.
Yeah.
Series portrays a fictional past, present, and future wherein Earth encounters an alien civilization from a nearby system of three sun-like stars orbiting one another. A representative example of the three-body problem in orbital mechanics. Do you know what that is?
Nope, not at all.
Do you want me to tell you?
Sure. We're here to learn.
In physics and classical mechanics, the three-body problem is the problem of taking the initial positions and velocities, or momenta, plural of momentum, I guess,
okay,
of three-point masses and solving for their subsequent motion according to Newton's laws of motion and Newton's law of universal gravitation. The three-body problem is a special case of the n-body problem. Unlike two-body problems, no general closed-form solution exists, as the resulting dynamical system is chaotic for most initial conditions and numerical methods are generally required. I don't really... If you look at this little spinny graphic, I guess that kind of...
It's probably...
It's because they're all like orbiting sort of around each other, but like they'd all affect each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like so two stars coming around each other or being affected by each other makes yeah. sense, but threes don't
yeah.
because of whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Historically, the first specific three-body problem to receive extended study was one involving the moon, Earth, and sun.
Okay.
So now we know.
Yep. Wait. Okay. So.
So maybe this, it's referring to the past, present, and future as the three bodies.
This episode is coming out on April 2nd.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of the sun, the moon, and the earth,
uh-huh.
what are you doing on Monday?
Not seeing the eclipse.
You're going to be 97%.
We are?
Yeah.
I thought we're not in the path.
We're not in totality.
Oh.
But we are 97%. It's at like 3:30 though.
Apparently Terre Haute, Indiana
yeah.
is hosting an event. Yeah. Called Total Eclipse of the Hoat.
Nice. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I want to go there. I will not be going there. I'll be going up to Erie. I'll be in Erie at that point. But yeah.
Cool.
You should go outside. Just stare at
should
the sun.
I stare directly at it?
Yeah.
I feel like
I think that's
I feel
a
like
good
your
idea.
President said that we should stare directly at the sun during
your
an eclipse. Your President Bo. Bo's president.
I had a shirt.
Bo, I have a follow-up question for you. Yeah. Where were you on January 6th, 2021? Were you...
I'm pretty sure you know exactly where I was.
You were down in D.C.?
I'm pretty sure you know exactly where I was because we were on a Zoom meeting.
Oh, yeah. Was it a Wednesday?
It was.
Nice.
We were on a Zoom meeting.
While the world was burning down and we were probably arguing about something stupid.
And then at the end of it, Pierce was like, this is happening. What is going on? While we're in a meeting, talk about music.
That's funny.
And yeah, I was in this chair that I'm sitting in right now.
There you go.
Looking at a computer screen.
Have you watched X-Men 97?
I have not.
It's good.
I heard they made Gambit gay.
No, he's just...
I know they didn't.
He's just sexy.
It's a stupid joke. He's wearing a cutout. He's wearing a crop top.
Yeah.
Because people in the 90s wore crop tops.
Yeah.
It's a stupid thing.
Somebody made some artwork of all of the X-Men all in yeah. crop tops, and it's pretty amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. No, he's just...
I couldn't pull off a crop
top. He's just
top.
Sexy.
Or hot pants.
Mm-hmm. No, it's good, yeah. though. I like the seemingly where the direction's maybe going to go. And couple of the storylines.
Is that the first? Is it?
They dropped the first two episodes. Oh. They're going to drop every Wednesday.
Nice.
Although somebody was like, put it out at 9 a.m. on Saturdays, you cowards.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So did I tell you that I binged the whole the original series?
Yeah. You did. You told us. All right. Oh,
that's what I couldn't remember. So I did finally finish.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Do you have to watch the original?
No. I mean, you don't.
Okay.
Not really. I mean, knowing about the X-Men is
enough. It a remake?
No, it's like a continuation.
Continuation.
That's why it's 97, because it started in 92, ran for 5 seasons.
Ah.
And this is picking up.
Okay.
Just after. So, spoiler alert for the end of season 5. Professor X dies. And so this picks up sometime after that.
Okay.
But it's cool. The one thing that's really cool initially is like the way Cyclops is using his powers and stuff. Like, it's just not a thing we've seen, at least not in, maybe in the comics it's been that way and stuff, but like he can use it to like propel himself.
Okay.
Like backwards. He
uses through walls.
No, but like just to like do like a backwards dash around, away from somebody. He can like zap at the ground, like push himself back.
Yeah.
And then he also he uses it to land from like jumping out of a plane at one point.
Yeah.
Which is kind of wild.
Okay.
So yeah, but it's good so far.
Very cool. We're here to talk about Two Tunes, and we're doing a covers episode. I've already said that. But let's do it again.
Okay.
For the kids in the back.
This is a covers episode. Next time, Holland. Why is your accent gone? Preparing for a role.
Okay, so you are in musical mode, apparently.
Yeah.
What's going on?
What do you mean?
What's
going on? I
played
a song from a musical like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and then this
I don't know.
Week.
This just recently came out, and I was into it.
Did we have this person on before?
No.
Okay, but it's like kind of similar.
We had an original song. The song was "He Was a Loaded Gun" by.
Do you know how far back?
Kristen Berardi and Sam Anning. So that was a voice and bass duet. And this is a Bailey Hinkley Grogan, I believe Dr. Bailey Hinkley Grogan. And she did a cover of "On the Street Where You Live." Which is from My Fair Lady. I believe a Lerner and Lowe musical. I was in it. I sang this song as Freddie Eynsford Hill. My band director, who was conducting the pit orchestra.
Yeah.
Used to try to, he's like, I'll give you like $20 or whatever if you say, people stop and stare at my underwear in the song.
Like in the show?
Because I think so. Because it's like, people stop and stare, they don't bother me. There's other lyrics in there. But he's like, if you say that, I'll give you like $20. I was also, no.
Why not?
Also, when I was
he's an adult figure. You should believe everything that
they say. When I was going to school in Iowa, I sang the song, I Concentrate on You. And my one professor was like, I will give you $50 if every time you say I concentrate on you, you say I concentrate on poo. I also did not do that.
Okay. So
you got a little bit of the original here?
Yeah, I do. Well, the original 1956 Broadway cast recording.
Yeah.
Not the movie.
No. We want the Broadway cast recording.
Okay. So here's a little bit of it.
I have often walked down this street before. But the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm.
This is my first musical role, by the way. My sophomore year, I played in the pit, and then my junior year, I tried out for the show.
Cool.
Can you hear a lark in any other part of town?
Anyway, that's good.
You don't want the. Is there a chorus?
Well, it's an AABA tune.
Yeah, it's a riff. Yeah.
So here comes the B section.
Where you live. And you are near. The overpowering.
This should be a video podcast.
I'm just like pantomiming along to this one.
And then back here comes the section.
People stop and stare at my underwear. All right,
hey, you get that 10? That was it. 10
hey,
or 20?
Jim, it's $20. I'll see you in a couple weeks at Sitz Probe. So $20.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, that was off mic.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the single.
Yeah. I don't know if she's building up to an album. She's been releasing a couple singles that have like similar art style and stuff. Uh-huh. And she's got another one coming out. I became aware of her through, I think, a mutual, I'll say acquaintance for me. I won't say mutual friend, like an acquaintance I have of Marion Powers, who's a great jazz singer. And they are friends and I think colleagues now at University of Northern Colorado. Uh-huh. So this is... Bailey Hinckley Grogan singing On the Street Where You Live in a voice and bass duet.
I have often walked down this street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before.
Oh, Three Sides of a Story, May 10th is her album that's coming out.
Several stories high. Knowing I'm on the street.
Bass player Matt Smiley, by the way.
Yes.
Are there lilac trees in this part of town? Can you hear a lark in any other part of town?
I just like the instrumentation, you know, just the simplified thing. She's great as well.
No, it's just on the street where you live. Second, you might suddenly.
Okay, here's a little bit about the upcoming album.
People stop and stare.
It says a series of multi-genre vocal and instrumental duos, including works by Cher, Willie Nelson, Pat Metheny, and Grogan herself.
I would rather be. Let the time.
And the duo concept consists of three perspectives, two from both musicians and one from the listener.
Can we hear?
Creating a multifaceted listening experience.
Where are you?
Nice.
Solo.
Yeah. So we should talk over it, as we're saying.
Yeah. That's so mean. But no.
No, it's the old joke.
Yeah, I know.
That we're doing.
How simple the recording is. Do you think it was done one take or multiple takes?
Yeah. But like no splicing, like we'll do a couple.
Yep.
Can you hear a lark in any other part of town? Doesn't chant.
Or at the very least, like they've done it on gigs together before and kind of like worked it out, and then
no, it's just on the street where you
they came prepared.
Yeah.
And that towering feeling. Just know somehow you are near. That overpowering feeling that any second you might suddenly appear. People stop and stare. They don't bother me.
Switch to that two feel.
But there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. By the time goodbye, I don't care if I can be here on the street where you live.
Turn around there.
Yep.
By the time goodbye, I don't care if I can be here on the street where you live.
Nice. Yeah, she's so good. Man, excited for that album to come out.
Cool.
Like I said, she's been releasing a couple singles. I think she's another one that comes out, at least as of time of recording, soon. Might actually be out already by the time the episode comes out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she's really good.
Dig it. Like smacks.
Sure.
Now we go to the savior of jazz.
Wait, Ryan Gosling?
Yes. Oh, that was the first savior. The second savior is, how do you pronounce her name? Loive,
technically.
Loive?
Yeah.
Okay.
Adam Neely, you're stealing my bit, by the way.
What's that?
Because he did a video, like, is Loive jazz? And, like, that's my whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Is it jazz? But you're doing it in a way of having them define what jazz is, or he's asking... Everyone's saying that she's jazz, but what is jazz?
Yeah, that's the same thing, just coming at it from two different angles.
Yes.
Meeting in the middle with the question, but okay. Is it jazz?
Well, I think it is, but it's just moving it to more...
I think what he comes up with, which is why I agree, is... Mm-hmm. Which I haven't watched that video since it came out, but it's basically like... It's not jazz per se, but it's using jazz...
Yeah.
Language and influence and vocabulary and stuff without actually being the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I love jazz. And it's like, when you say that, it's like, I know like 10%.
Uh-huh.
So like, I think what she's doing is like, she got into a thing and she's like, I'm going to do this. I like this one thing. Like, sure. Imagine if you like, you're like, I love emo, but you only know like two emo bands.
Yeah. And maybe one of them's not even.
Yeah.
One of them's really just like a pop punk band.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, you're just like, oh man, I love emo. Where are you? It's like,
yeah,
that's pop punk. That's not emo.
Yeah.
Cause there's kids that walk around this school and it's like, well, oh, like, oh man, I love emo. Where? And then they'll do that. And it's like, it's not, it's pop punk, but like,
I get kids will use the term screamo as well. Well, they just mean music with
screaming.
Screaming, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so a student brought this up, brought the cover that we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
I'm like,
which I like. It's cool.
Yeah. This is an easy song, by the way. It's got five chords in it.
Nice.
Five chords.
It's not jazz. It's not jazz. Only five chords.
Yeah. Anyways, here's the original. What is it pronounced again?
Loive.
Loive.
This is also like more bossa nova in
don't
particular.
Don't you notice how I get quiet when there's no one else?
Which even that
me and
is it using specific bossa
silence
rhythms?
Don't you dare,
I don't know enough.
Like the the clave is kind of there. I don't know how much that matters.
Oh, the burning pain. Listening to you harp on about got some news.
I haven't decided if I like her or not. Like, I don't dislike her. I don't dislike Loewe.
Yeah.
I haven't listened enough.
Yeah.
It all sounds... I don't know what the word I'm looking for is.
All right, Angus, that we're not here to like talk about her.
Over. I don't know. Over performative, or just performative. I don't know.
Okay, I don't know where you're coming from.
Like not authentic, in a way.
Maybe.
I don't know. I haven't listened enough to form like a valid opinion.
Yeah.
But like the stuff I have heard, like it's not in, you know, we talk about sometimes when we bring stuff, like you bring something or I bring something. Are we intrigued to listen to more?
Yeah.
I don't know that I'm intrigued to listen to more Loewe than what I've heard. Okay. So anyway, I know we're not here to talk about her, but.
Yeah.
Talking about a cover that I like better.
Because it's not the genre in which that it was originally.
Yeah, I just think it's well done.
Yeah.
I think it's cool.
I dig her
music.
And
I don't dislike that song either.
Yeah. I dig her music, but I don't know enough, as I said. And I think it's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Because if you like this and then you try to search more like it.
Sure. Like she covered Misty. That's like a big thing. So, yeah. Okay, who else did Misty? Everybody. Oh, what was the joke my professor told me? How many jazz singers does it take to, cover Misty?
Yeah.
Apparently all of them is the joke, yeah. Sammy Ray also covered Misty when I saw them.
Nice.
A little while ago. It was great.
So the band is called Good Kid.
Yeah. Do you know anything about them?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
They are from...
What state are they from in August, the city?
They're not from a state. They're from a province?
Of Canada?
Yeah.
Which one?
Ontario.
Oh. They're from Toronto?
Yes, they're from Toronto.
That's not as fun.
Yes, I know.
Give me another province.
Did you already know?
Give me another province.
Quebec.
They're from Montreal. Give me another province. Say Saskatchewan. They're from Regina, Saskatchewan.
Okay. Anyways. Moose Jaws.
Just one.
No, Moose Jaws. It's
Moose Jaw.
It's a movie that Kevin Smith wants to make, and it's Jaws, but with a moose and Kevin and Silent Bob, Jay and Silent Bob.
Ridiculous.
He's been talking about it for a really long time. I don't think it's going to get made, but neither is Clerks 2, Mallrats 2, Die Hard in a Mall. Anyways, so they have, they're from Toronto. I would say that they're like a video game music type band, like in overall, or at least kind of exist in that world. They have five or four things, EPs.
Okay.
The first one, 2018, called Good Kid. Uh-huh. 2020, Good Kid 2. Then
Good Kid 2, still kidding.
And then Ghost King's Revenge, OST, which
original
was which is chiptune remix album.
Okay.
And then in 2023, Good Kid 3. And then going to be released soon, Good Kid 4. Wow. And they have a character, Nomu.
Okay.
N-O-M-U is their character. They have a song or a single that is Nomu X Animal Crossing.
Is it this guy?
Yes, that is the character. I think I'd heard this band beforehand, but in late 2020, the band gained popularity through the use of their music in Fortnite streams. Oh. The band has chosen not to issue DMCA strikes so that their music could be used in streamings. So they're just like, whatever, we don't care. In their bio here on Wikipedia, the most reputable of all...
Wikipedia, is that a Good Kid like website?
Wikipedia?
Yeah, Wikipedia. They're like a sub website about Good Kid?
Yeah.
Cool.
They have members, and then like, here are the five members. And then underneath each member is like... where they graduated from college, which most of them have a bachelor's in computer science.
Nice.
And they're all there. And then like, they're real smart people.
Yeah.
And one is like founder of Cohere of Visual. I don't know. Anyways, like they're real smart people.
Sweet. That's our theme for today. Our secret theme for the day, besides covers, is real smart people.
Real smart people.
So we got Dr. Bailey Hinckley Grogan.
Yeah.
And
well, these guys don't have doctorates.
But still.
But they have bachelors of science in computer science.
They're smarty pants.
And mathematics and cognitive science and a minor in German studies.
Yeah.
And has a Scottish fold cat named Mel.
What is that?
You know, like those plumpy gray cats?
Oh, yeah.
There you go. That's how I'm going to describe them. Described as owl-like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're super cute.
I want one.
Scottish fold, which I assume refers to their ears.
Probably. Kind of fold down. Yes, that would be my... Yes, originally called lop-eared or lops after the lop-eared rabbit.
They have osteochondrodysplasia.
Okay, good to know. Anyways, so here's their pop-punky version of From the Start.
Word.
Don't you notice how I get quiet when there's no one else?
So the rest of their music does not sound like this, is what you're saying?
I don't know. Okay. I don't think so. I think it does sound like this.
Oh, it does.
Because their instrumentation is just like guitars.
Yeah.
Guitars, drum, bass. Oh, the burning pain. Listening to you, I find that some new soulmate. She's so perfect, blah, blah, blah. Oh, how I wish you'd wake up.
I like the little gang vocals on the blah, blah, blah.
Yes. To me, confess your love. At least just let me say that when I talk to you, won't you bear what's right through and shoot? It's like a video game.
Very video
gamey.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why as soon as you said video game music, this is the section my brain went to, and I was like, oh yeah, yeah.
What's a girl to do? Lying on my bed, staring into the blue. Unrequited, terrifying. Love is trying.
What are they emo?
Just because there's like tapping, kind
yeah,
of.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's. Confess I loved you. Just thinking of you. You know I've loved you from the start.
They're not in the system, apparently.
Okay.
Yeah, they're cool. I'm intrigued to listen to more of them.
Yep.
More of them than Loive.
More Good Kid.
Yeah. Also, it's funny because every time I type in Good Kid anywhere, it's like Good Kid Mad City.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, yes, but not in this particular instance.
I wonder if it says like where they got their name from. But yeah, the band's mascot, known as Nomu Kid.
Nice. That's like the MXPX has the Punkin' at You.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a lot of bands have them. Like Mustard Plug has the mustard guy,
yeah,
who's skanking, and then who else is there?
Skankin' Pickle.
But
a great band name.
Suicide Machines has a character.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anyways.
Descendants.
I mean, it's not really a character. It's Milo.
Yeah, but
it's
like
the lead singer.
Yeah, but
band.
It's like the cartoony version of him. Misfits. Yeah. Who else? Just other bands with mascots. Iron Maiden, probably.
Oh yeah, 100%. Iron Maiden has a character.
Yeah,
it's Eddie.
Run the Jewels has those hands.
Well, that's not a mascot. That's a logo.
Yeah, but it's hand Scott. Scottish Fold.
Scottish Fold.
Bring it all back. I'm so tired, man.
Yeah. Anyways, right. Go see live music.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what we're going to talk about. Live music, because you brought it up.
Sure.
So, go see live music. Support your local scene. Go see shows, but not all the time. And make sure you get some sleep.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
And we'll see you next week.
Cool.
On Two Tunes Podcast.
Dos Tunes Podcast. Okay, bye.
What is Spanish for tunes?
Cantares. Cantares or something like that. It'd be like songs.
All right.
I don't know, man. I'm so tired.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.